Okay.
Yes.
So not 5 minutes ago, or 10 maybe.
Yeah.
I just watched Memento for the first
just
time.
Just finished it.
Literally, it is like fresh. I have not even had a chance to really like let it sink in or nothing. Obviously, spoiler warning for the whole thing of Memento.
It's a 5-year-old or 15-year-old movie.
So. No, it's a 20-year-old movie.
Is it 2000? 20? Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, you're right. Batman Begins was 2005.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Well, so, all
right, first impressions. What do we got?
Okay, so first impressions of Memento. Right away, like, yeah, definitely Christopher Nolan film.
Yeah.
I like the whole concept of how it kind of, like, jumped around, kind of like how if somebody had memory issues, it kind of jumped around like that, where
it kind of, like, brought the audience into, like, what he was experiencing.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought that was very clever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's definitely, like, that aspect to it. Going into the film, like, I kind of knew kind of how it worked, like, where he's a detective trying to solve his wife's murder, but he has memory loss, right?
Yeah.
But I did not know the twist at the end.
What was the twist that you knew?
Just that he was forgetting. He had to try and remember. I knew the concept of the film. I just didn't know the twist.
Yeah.
So I guess I didn't really know a twist. It was just more the concept of the film.
Right.
So, yeah. I did not expect the twist, though. But, yeah, no, for sure. It was good. Like, super good. I have to watch it again, though.
Yeah.
Definitely. On my list, like the top 10 list that we give, it might fluctuate a bit on that list.
It's a classic. Chris Nolan ending, though.
Totally classic.
Yeah.
It was almost like an M. Night Shyamalan mixed with Christopher Nolan twist.
Like, he just, like, needed something to live for.
Yeah.
And so he just, like, would continue to look for John G.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, I guess if you're wondering, like, at the end of the film, once he kills John Gamble, the cop, who is actually not a bad guy, I wonder if he would just set himself up again to find a new John G or whatever like that, right? Yeah. So he'd be like a serial killer in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is interesting. Very interesting concept. But I liked how... So I knew the whole time that there was something up with Sammy and his wife.
Yeah.
It was like, something's going on here.
And then you see like the flash of it like being him.
As soon as he saw that, I was like, oh yeah, yeah, I bet you it's him. And his wife had was diabetic, I think.
Yeah.
And she died from the being diabetic, like
because I don't know if you like know, but like when you're like diabetic or whatever, you need insulin shots.
Okay. Yeah.
Obviously if you take too much of it,
right,
then you know it's lethal, right?
Oh, so okay.
She just like, she was pretty much like, yeah, maybe he'll, like, he's faking it and he'll finally, like, snap out of it or whatever.
So
or else he'll kill me.
Right.
Either way, right?
Something.
So,
oh, okay. So she was the wife the entire time that was going to him, the detective. But it was probably that John Gamble guy that she was going to, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he said that Sammy Jenkins.
Yeah.
Never had a wife.
Oh, okay, interesting.
So, like, I guess, like, Leonard just, like, used Sammy Jenkins as, like, an example or whatever.
I wonder how he knew the conversations going on between the detective and Sammy Jenkins' wife, then. Or if he just made that up in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of weird.
Inception,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was a dream the whole time.
He performed Inception on himself.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. Yeah. Oh, what a weird film.
Yeah.
Man, Christopher Nolan, well done again.
Let's go.
I've always heard about Memento, and it's like, it's crazy, it's twisted, you know, and stuff. But yeah, it's cool actually watching it for the first time. And it's so amazing. I've seen so many Chris Nolan films, and like literally like, Memento is the last one I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, like.
And it's no surprise that it's a good movie.
It's a great movie. Yeah, exactly. It's what kind of on the map. So.
Well, yeah, I definitely picked up some things watching it the second time.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
What?
Like when she's like talking to him about getting beat up or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like looking at his hand like it's sore.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So just like stuff like that.
Interesting. Just little nitpick details and stuff. Okay. Interesting. What was the whole drug dealer subplot that they were talking about?
That was just her boyfriend was a drug dealer.
Oh,
And then
okay.
I think Teddy wanted to like take him down. I
Right.
think Teddy was using Leonard
To take
to
down.
take down criminals,
Oh, okay, that's
just making
interesting.
it look like that they were the John G's,
Right.
right? So, yeah.
And so the real John G, he figured out like a long time ago, and
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. And that was the picture.
So he was technically the one that killed his wife then.
Who's this?
Leonard Shelby. Because of the insulin. He kept giving her
Yes,
insulin, so then he
yes,
killed her
yes.
eventually.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he still killed the guy that was in their house that night.
Right. Yeah.
The guy just didn't kill his wife, though.
Right. That's
And
right.
then, but he still killed that guy after with, what's his face's help?
Teddy or whatever
Yeah,
his name
Teddy's
is.
help, yeah.
Right. So, that's crazy. That's good. That's interesting. And so pretty much the movie starts and technically ends with him killing Teddy at the very end, right? Yeah.
Well,
In the timeline, anyway.
yeah, the movie starts with him killing Teddy,
Right.
and it ends with him in starting to investigate Teddy, I guess.
Who
Like,
is he talking on the phone with the whole time? Was that Teddy?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Teddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because Teddy was trying to get him to, like, believe that the drug dealer was John G.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So he's getting used by everybody,
Yeah,
pretty
he was.
much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even that one girl or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
And then I guess she thought that Teddy killed her boyfriend then.
Right.
And so then she got Leonard to kill Teddy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh man, what a crazy movie.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
And
Yeah. Man.
then Dodd.
Dodd, yeah, okay, where did he come into it? He was just
I
the.
think Dodd just wanted money or something. Or he was owed money. It was just like
Something.
just like had to do with like her boyfriend.
Who put him on the trail of Dodd? Was it her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
'Cause remember she like got him to punch her
Right.
and then she was like, "Oh yeah, Dodd like beat me up.
Yeah,
Go
exactly.
kill him,"
Okay.
basically.
I wonder who Dodd was to her, if it was just somebody she wanted dead or something, or just
Yeah.
to get rid of
He
him.
he's probably related to her boyfriend.
Okay, that's probably it.
Yeah.
Interesting. And so her boyfriend, he thought was John G.
Yeah.
So that's why he killed him. And then.
Well, yeah. But then he said that he didn't think it was John G.
Right.
But then he was like, "I'm gonna forget anyway, and I don't have any
I
leads."
wonder where he got John G from, that name.
Yeah, I don't
It
know.
didn't really explain that, did
No,
it?
it didn't.
I wonder if it was Teddy that gave him that name.
Probably.
And so then he thought, you know, whatever. Interesting. Very
Yeah.
interesting. I definitely got to see it again. It's definitely a film that, you know, you'll definitely pick up things and stuff. What a well-written film, though.
I know.
I definitely see why it got him on the map, you
You
know,
have to
Chris
get
Nolan.
all the pieces of the puzzle like correct
Yeah.
to be able to film it that way.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. You'd have to know the script back to front, and I'd like to know how they filmed it.
Yeah, I wonder if they
Yeah.
filmed it chronologically or not.
Yeah. Well, they must have because the writing looked the same whenever they would like write it later on and stuff. Like,
Yeah.
they must have done that before it showed the next scene with the actual writing and stuff, and then they just edited it backwards, maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, you meant I didn't even notice this, but you mentioned it while we were watching it. It like the black and white and then the color came together.
Yeah.
Because what did you say? The color is forward and the black and white's
Yeah,
backwards?
so there's a chart that I saw one time too. And so like basically if you're on the timeline of Memento,
Yeah.
you have at the beginning of the film where he kills Teddy
Yeah.
is the end of the timeline.
Oh, okay,
And then
yeah.
the beginning of the black and white
Yeah.
is the beginning of the timeline. And so the color goes backwards, and the black and white goes forward
good. And to then the middle. That's cool.
And they meet together where he kills Natalie's boyfriend there.
Interesting. So in when he's on the phone call, most of it's in black and white.
Yeah.
And so he hasn't killed Natalie's boyfriend at that point yet.
No.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And that's how you separate it. Like, from here to here is the black and white going forward.
Yeah.
And then from here to here is the color and it's going backwards.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So
I guess if you lay it out like that, it makes it easier to track. Yeah.
Because then, like, he kills Natalie's boyfriend in black and white.
Right.
And then it turns into color.
Yeah.
And then you see that it's like...
And the biggest... in the where he got the scratches on his face, that was the middle point.
Yeah.
So that was a good indicator as well, was the scratches on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very interesting. Huh.
Yeah.
It's a good film.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good film. Well... Yeah. These are my kind of first reaction to it. So. Yeah,
right off the bat.
You're getting
went straight up. Yeah. Turn the microphone on.
That was honestly what we did. Yeah. We didn't even talk after or nothing. We literally just went straight up here and started talking. So, anyway, that is Memento. That was, I'll let you know kind of like where I put it on my list. Yeah.
Did it we might cover fluctuate. Everything there?
I think so.
Yeah.
We might have maybe more to discuss once I watch it again or something. I'll probably show a family member at some point, I'm sure. So, So, I think we did. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Time to rank the movies.
Well, did you want to go through Dark Knight Rises and then
Interstellar? Yeah, we could actually. Yeah. What time are we at here?
10 minutes.
All right. That's good.
Yeah. What's the next
Where one? Were we?
So we did Inception last year.
Last year.
Podcast.
Okay, so next is Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises. Okay. So. Yeah. So this one is, it was interesting because like the Dark Knight, it ended and you could tell that they had a completely different direction that they were thinking of going with it.
Yeah.
Like with Joker probably and Two-Face was probably going to be alive.
100%.
100%.
Yeah.
And then as soon as Heath Ledger died, they were like, I think that's why it took them 4 years to release this one. Yeah. Just because it was like, you know, I have to figure out a different way to do this. And so freaking awesome in Inception. And then Tom Hardy was perfect as Bane. Like it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, he made the movie.
Oh, totally. Much. Yeah.
A lot of Inception actors showed up.
I know.
In Dark Knight Rises.
They did.
Yeah.
I always thought it was funny how they were like, this girl's going to be Talia al Ghul, like the daughter of Ra's al Ghul. And they're like, no, it's not. And then it turned out it actually was. And it was like, oh, okay, come on. That
sick.
Was... Yeah, I always thought that was kind of funny.
Okay. I know we're going to rank the movies later.
Yeah, yeah.
But as far as like the trilogy goes.
Yeah, okay. So
I think it's probably
second for me.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises, and then The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, but, I love that film. It was funny, like, as soon as, I heard that it was coming out, I was like, I want Batman to get his butt kicked in this film, you know? Because it always seemed like he was always the one that was kind of overpowering everybody. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice that if he met his match, you know, somehow. Like, not mentally, but physically. And so when this movie came out, when you get that first fight scene, it was like, yes, okay, this is what I wanted, you know? And then Tom Hardy just freaking portrayed it so well.
I know. Right from the start, like the plane scene,
you're
just like, let's go.
Yeah, the fire rises.
Yes.
Yeah, so many quotable lines in those movies too. Yeah.
Mostly Bane. Well, the villains were just... Yeah. Like so good.
Oh, so good. Yeah. How would you rank casting. The villains, do you think, in all those movies?
Okay. Well, I mean, it's the Joker.
For sure.
And then Bane, and then everyone else.
Yeah. fair enough. I'll give you that one. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. Probably like Two-Face next, and then like Scarecrow, and Ra's al Ghul. Well, maybe Ra's al Ghul would be above Scarecrow. But yeah, no, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good films. Nice. Good films. Anyway, next one on the list.
Yes. Next is Interstellar.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to let you know,
mm-hmm.
as a physics nut,
yeah,
like you don't even know.
No,
like just I watched it again like recently,
yeah,
and just all the like physicsy stuff in it, it's just like, oh my gosh,
oh, it's so good,
amazing.
Well, he worked with Al something,
yeah,
or something, yeah, like that. And yeah, it was funny, they were arguing over whether they should use warp speed in the film. Chris mm-hmm. Nolan and this Al Gore, or not Al Gore, Al, I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
But they were discussing that, and Chris Nolan wanted to use warp speed, and it took the guy 2 weeks to dissuade Chris Nolan to not use warp speed, because he's right. like, it will never be possible.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know.
I just, okay, out of any of Chris Nolan's movies,
yeah,
this movie is the one that I've spent the most time thinking about.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just trying to understand the concepts.
Yeah.
And like with the black holes.
Yes.
And just how time works.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Which learned a lot definitely. About time. And
he does use time a lot in yeah. his films.
But just how like, just the relationship with time and like,
yeah.
and mass and gravity and all that.
That's like, so like, smart. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy. Yeah. It's funny how like all of his films, they go so far beyond the unbelievable, mm-hmm. but they're still grounded in reality yeah. in a way, you know?
Yeah.
When I first watched Interstellar, they were always like talking about, yeah, it's grounded in reality. And then I was like, well, that's not reality. Like, especially the third act of the film.
Like the black hole.
The black hole yeah. stuff. And then I remember I was talking to my one friend and he's like, no, that actually is all possible.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, it's still theory, but he said that they're pretty sure that that could be possible, mm-hmm. you know? So
yeah, just because like just the amount of like like gravity and pressure and yeah. all of that in a black hole,
mm-hmm.
there's like, what is time in that?
Exactly. Yeah,
like there's no way you can
mm-hmm.
understand it.
I know in the film they like say like the there's like an alternate dimension beings or something, or mm-hmm. like future dimension beings, and they're saying that it's probably like humanity way in the future helping them out
yeah.
in the past or something, I think yeah. they were saying. So that was kind of interesting too.
Yeah. I don't know if that was that.
Yeah.
Like they never really touched on that after.
No, they didn't.
Because
no.
I know like, remember when Anne Hathaway was like, they were going through the wormhole or whatever?
Yeah.
And there was like that thing that she was like reaching out for.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember? And then like later you see that it was actually like
it was
Matthew
him.
McConaughey
yeah,
like
exactly.
reaching out. So was there people in the future that were helping them out?
Hard to say.
I don't know. Hard to yeah. say. How would how would humanity have gotten to the future though mm-hmm. in the first place?
Without, exactly.
But there it's hadn't how, been a first time, right?
It goes to that whole time paradox thing or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if we did this, would it change this or whatever? Mm-hmm. And yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't know.
I just want to let you know though.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the score was amazing.
Amazing in this film. Oh, and that's one thing we didn't really go over in Inception on the last podcast. The score in that film is one of the best scores
ever.
Ever.
Yes.
It is so good.
I know.
Especially the soundtrack Time.
At the end.
At the very end.
I know.
So good.
I know.
Yeah. I love that poster of Leo DiCap in Inception where it's like the buildings in the water and then he's like holding the gun and he's like looking behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good poster. Yeah.
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 We don't talk about that movie.
No, no.
The movie's on another realm.
Yeah, it's on another realm. Okay. But yeah, so that's Interstellar. Super good. Not as good as Inception, but
mm-hmm.
still. Also, Chris Nolan likes one word film titles.
Except for
the Batman series.
Yeah. Which was also an exception to all of his other movies.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
It got him on the map. Yeah. So that was
okay. Now he can do whatever he wants.
Exactly. So
including Dunkirk.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So Dunkirk's next, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Dunkirk.
Okay. Like, okay.
Hmm.
When the first time I watched this movie.
Yes.
It felt really weird for me.
Yeah.
That there was like no dialogue.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Like the style was kind of, I don't know, like it was kind of off for me a little bit.
It was for me too. I don't know, like Chris Nolan, I know for his like grounded and realism kind of approach,
mm-hmm.
but for some reason, I don't know why, but that film felt very almost like it kept hugging that limit a bit.
Yeah.
For some reason, like I was like, oh, I don't think they would do that. Like, and I just kept having that pop up in my head for some reason.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, that wouldn't happen. Like, I don't know. It just kept happening for me.
It just kept, yeah. It just felt weird a little bit.
It did.
I don't know.
And I just don't think it's the type of genre he should delve into much.
We were pretty excited for this movie.
We were. Now, don't get me wrong. The flight sequences and everything, and even the score and the way the movie was done was good.
There was some good, like, there was some, like, tension moments with the score doing that, like, ticking or whatever it is, and at the start when he's like running from those guys,
that was good.
Like Dunkirk.
Yeah, Dunkirk.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah. But I guess what I didn't like about it was, like, even just the kid falling down the staircase and then hitting his head and then he dies, and it was like,
yeah,
you added just for dramatization. Like,
oh, I know.
You know? And it was like, so.
Yeah, it definitely didn't really feel like a Chris Nolan movie.
No, not really.
Except for the, like, you can always tell that it's unique.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It was unique.
It was unique.
But other than that, it was kind of like, you know.
Yeah, I've seen better war films. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was still a good film.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was better
than
Insomnia.
We saw it in IMAX.
Yes, we did.
And
yeah.
There was a few moments in the IMAX, like when they're shooting through the boat.
Yeah.
And you're like, frick.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
But.
Yeah. And then Tom Hardy was good in that one, too. They're testing his acting ability. He was just able to use his eyes instead of his eyes and eyebrows. Let's see how much we can cover up his face.
I know, right?
Yeah. I thought it was funny. But yeah,
that's it.
That's Christopher Nolan's films, man.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear your ranking.
Oh, me first?
All right. Let's do it together.
Okay.
We'll do it together. So we'll start with number 10.
Okay.
Or how many we got?
I have 8 because I haven't seen Following or Insomnia, which I'm assuming are at the bottom of your list.
So number 10 is Following for me.
Okay.
And then Insomnia next.
Okay.
Okay.
So. Yes.
Number three? Yeah. Because.
Are we going.
So last to first.
Okay. So number 8 then.
So. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm like, that's in the middle. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so number 8 for me is Dunkirk.
Yeah, Dunkirk as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And then now,
yeah.
I don't know what you're going to put next here.
Okay.
Because number 7 for me is Batman Begins.
Batman Begins.
Is
yeah.
it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Funny.
We're still here.
Yeah, we're still pretty well there. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're six. Number 6 now, right?
Number 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
For number 6, I have The Prestige.
Okay, I have Memento.
Okay.
Number 6. Yeah.
All right.
Now, it might change. It might change. We will see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then.
This is where it's going to get changed a lot.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
We're already.
Yeah.
We've already mixed it up.
Yeah.
So, number 5.
Yeah.
I have Memento.
Okay. I have Interstellar.
All right.
Number 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you have Batman Begins, or Dunkirk, Batman Begins,
Memento,
Interstellar. Okay.
Yeah.
And then number 4, I have Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, me too.
You
Dark
do?
Knight Rises.
Okay,
yeah.
So we have that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the moment, I like Dark Knight Rises more than Interstellar.
Okay.
Even though Interstellar is amazing.
Yes.
But, yeah.
So you know what my number 3 is?
Probably, what have you not said yet? Just tell me.
It's Interstellar.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
And yours is Prestige?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. Yeah.
All right.
I love Prestige. Like, it's super amazing. Such a good film.
Well, obviously it's an amazing film.
Yeah.
But it's still,
I like all
6.
These, to be honest. Like, they're all good.
Well, yeah.
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 And then number 2, obviously.
Dark Knight.
Inception. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Good. We got
it. It's not bad.
All 10 ranked. Memento may change for me. And then we'll have to see exactly where we think Tenet's gonna land. So,
I, like, yeah, okay, so now we're going to start with Tenet, right?
Yes.
Okay. I, honestly, I didn't really want to have, like, crazy high hopes.
Yes.
Because we did for Dunkirk.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the reviews right now, like, I just got to see the movie.
I feel
like it's going to land in the middle.
Okay, let's do that to start. Where do you think on your list it's going to land?
I think it's going to be in between 3 and 4.
3 and 4? I think it's going to be
between Interstellar and Dark Knight Rises.
Interesting, interesting. I think it's going to be between 4 and 5 for me. Yeah. Interstellar and Dark Knight Rises. Which is actually kind of funny. Yeah. So my 4 and 5 are Dark Knight Rises and Interstellar, and your 3 and 4.
Or Interstellar and Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, interesting. So we'll have to see.
Somewhere around there.
So in like, once we've seen it maybe twice, we'll come back, we'll do a podcast, and then we will determine where maybe Memento and Tenet are officially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which would be interesting. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be another mind bender.
I think so, too.
You know this.
Yeah.
Gotta get ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I've heard is the last half an hour is like Back to the Future, supposedly. I wonder if it's going to be all just like time inversion, whatever, right? Like the whole first hour is going to be explaining the whole aspect of you have your Ellen Page. What does that mean? Or whatever, right?
Yeah, yes. It's probably going to be John David Washington asking.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. It definitely will be. Yeah. Yeah.
Because he was in the trailer.
He was, yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Like time travel?
So do you think they're going to like bounce around with the time inversion a lot, like throughout the film?
You mean like Memento?
Yeah, kind of like.
I think, you know what I think is going to happen?
Mm.
It's going to be, so the first like hour and a half is just going to be like whatever.
Right, yeah.
So, like the third act though is going to be like, okay, like where are we? Are we going forwards?
Are we going backwards?
Like.
Right.
Okay, we just went backwards and now we're going forwards again.
Right.
And then it's like, you know, like where are we now?
Yeah.
Like what is going on? Like it's gonna be like super confusing.
Oh, for sure it will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then but what's gonna happen? Like
yeah.
Something's gonna happen at the end too.
It totally is. There's gonna be a twist kind of thing, kinda like Memento.
Yeah.
Right. Or like, it might
like
leave
all
us
movies.
It might, because Christopher Nolan either seems to have a twist or he has like a it doesn't really explain it to you kind of ending.
Yeah.
Like Interstellar and Inception, right? So, which one do you think is going to be? Twist?
Interstellar was kind of a twist, though.
Was it, though?
Because he was Murph's ghost.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. But it kind of left you, like, kind of on a cliffhanger a bit.
Yeah.
So, which one do you think it's going to be if you had to choose one? Cliffhanger or twist?
Man. I feel like it's going to be a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I think.
Cliffhanger?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's going to be like Inception.
I think it's going to be a twist.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to go with the twist.
You're going to go with the twist?
So we'll see who is right.
I think it's going to, because like, I don't know, like you have that, like the whole inversion thing.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to, how are you going to finish the movie with that? With like the world like accessible to that kind of power.
Yeah. True.
You know, like, I feel like. Yeah, something's going to happen, and then he's just going to leave it.
Do you know what I bet you is going to happen? What? Is they come upon this technology or something, of this inversion technology, and then somehow they all die or something, and then it's like there is this technology out there, but nobody else knows that it happened. Kind of like Overlord, you know how there was zombies at the bottom of the base, and then it got buried, and the guy's like, it was just a shelter of some kind, right?
Ooh.
So it could end maybe on that, so it's like...
Yeah.
Nobody else knows about this inversion technology. Because they're trying to stop World War III, right? I think.
Yes.
Something to do with that.
I think they're just trying to... I think the movie is about trying to... Like, everyone's trying to get their hands on the technology.
Yes.
I think.
And I bet you nobody will.
Yeah.
And is it a technology, I wonder?
Yeah. How does it work?
Yeah. Is it something you just learn? Or is it like...
It couldn't be.
Yeah.
Because it's scientific.
It is scientific.
Yeah.
Oh, is it scientifically accurate, potentially, too?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's, it has to do with entropy.
Oh, okay.
If you reverse an object's entropy.
Right.
Then it'll... Yeah.
Because I know they had to, like, learn fight scenes in reverse and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
So...
We had to watch the whole, like, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
For it, when we went to Inception there.
Right.
Got to see...
That was
cool. All filmed and stuff.
We got to see that for Inception as well, which was sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice seeing Inception on the big screen.
Oh, yeah.
Never got to, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything just goes back to Inception.
Yeah, it always does, though. Like, it's like my second favorite film of all time.
Yeah.
So,
Okay, entropy, a thermodynamic quantity representing the unavailability of a system's thermal energy for conversion into mechanical work, often interpreted as the degree of disorder or
Weird.
randomness in a system. So, yeah, that's cool.
That's cool. Yeah, definitely.
Unavailability of a system's thermal energy for conversion into mechanical work. So, like, it's the measure of a system's thermal energy per unit temperature that is unavailable for doing useful work. So it's basically just like the explanation for just why random stuff happens.
Oh, okay. So it's just a theory of why like random stuff happens then.
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, okay, interesting. So they're playing with that idea.
Yeah, it's a measure of molecular disorder or randomness of a system.
So do you think you're gonna like this movie?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's like ingrained in like science
Yeah.
and physics,
Yeah.
like, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I think I'm gonna like it too. Yeah. Anyway, Eli, what are your top three favorite films of all time? We said that we were going to
Oh yeah.
tell you on. Just a
Lord
refresher, mine were Inception, sorry, Lord of the Rings to start.
of the Rings is number one.
For you too?
No, for you.
Oh, for me, yeah. No, Lord of the Rings is number one for me, and then Inception number two, and then Infinity War, Avengers number three.
Okay.
So, what is
See,
your top three?
I haven't seen a lot like I haven't seen like The Godfather yet.
Okay, yeah.
I haven't seen
I haven't seen number two, I've only seen number one.
Yeah.
So, can I try and guess yours?
Okay, did you like The Godfather?
I did. Oh, yeah, I
Yeah.
did. Yeah, it's definitely not like, I like those type of movies, but they're not like my favorite type of movies.
Okay.
But I appreciated it for what it was. So,
Okay.
yeah. Okay, so I definitely think potentially Joker is in your top three.
Okay.
Potentially, and then Inception, but I don't know what the third one would be. Oh, Dark Knight maybe.
Okay.
So,
Yeah.
yeah.
I think okay. I think Inception's number one
Number
for
one.
me,
Okay, yep.
and then probably Dark Knight.
Nice.
Number three,
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. What's the tie?
I'm
What's it
not
between?
sure. There's a few,
Yeah.
like I don't know if I like. I don't know if I want a full Christopher Nolan top three,
Okay, yeah.
or
Hey,
like,
if he's your favorite, he's your favorite, man. Like, there's no shame in
yeah. I
that.
mean, Infinity War. You
Yeah,
know, Lord of
yeah.
the Rings.
Yeah, definitely.
Lord of the Rings. Those
Yeah.
movies. The only thing. Okay, I think the reason why you're more of a, like, a bigger Lord of the Rings fan than I am
Yep.
is because I'm not, like, ingrained with the. Like, I'm not familiar with, like, the lore.
Oh, interesting. Okay,
You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yep.
Like, I kind of just watch the movies.
Yeah,
Like,
for
I'm not,
sure.
like, familiar with the whole story very well.
Yeah,
You know
and
what I
you know, it
mean?
could potentially change for you if you got more
If I
grounded into
knew,
it. Yeah.
yeah.
No, it's, and I grew up with them too, so
Yeah.
yeah.
So yeah, there's a little mix in there. Not really sure. Obviously they're good, like, yeah, they're good movies, Lord of the
If
Rings.
there was a likely candidate, who do you think it would be for your third?
Okay, it's either Lord of the Rings,
Yeah.
Interstellar,
Yep.
or Joker.
Oh,
I
okay.
think.
So I was pretty, a little, quite nail on the head for the Joker
Yeah.
then. Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured you'd like that one.
So.
Yeah. You like DC, don't you?
No.
Yeah. You had Infinity
Or
War in there
Infinity
too.
War.
Yeah.
I don't
And Dark Knight Rises, though. Let's just say, no,
know.
maybe you like Joker. That's probably it.
What's
Yeah.
that?
You like Joker.
Yeah.
Just the character.
I do,
Yeah.
yeah.
He is a good character. But.
But I have to say, there are quite a few movies I like more than Dark Knight Rises.
Oh yeah. Oh, for me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And for me with Dark Knight, to be honest as well. Like
Yeah.
there's, you know, I like it, but it's not like, you know, I like Infinity War more. So,
Okay. And
yeah.
what else?
For what, sorry?
Over Dark Knight.
Over the Dark Knight? I'd have to think about that. Probably Avatar.
Okay.
Avatar would be one for sure as well. So, yeah.
You know my opinion on Avatar.
Is it, what is it?
It was sorry.
Oh, okay,
Yeah.
interesting. You kind of like Pocahontas with good visual effects.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Pretty much,
I
yeah.
don't know, man. There's just something about that film. It's just like Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
he
that.
He just kind of just like saved the trees, you know?
It does have a weird, yeah, thing about that in it. But yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So anyway, guys, that was our Christopher Nolan talks in
preparation for Tenet.
That's a word. Yeah. For Tenet, yes. Which is a palindrome or whatever it's called.
And yeah. I promise next time we podcast after Tenet, I will read up on how the inversion works.
Yes.
And you'll know.
And you'll have a definite top three, a third place.
And I'll have a third place.
And you'll have a third place. Okay. Sounds good. We made a promise.
I made a promise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pinky swear.
I did.
Yeah. He did.
Didn't see it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
Anyway, guys, you can find us on, actually, first off, what are your guys's, if you guys could rank Christopher Nolan films, how would you guys rank them? Would it be Inception at the first, at the last, middle? What do you guys think? If you guys want to check us out, we are Instagram, United Kingdom TV. On our YouTube, we are Panoramic Viewpoints in United Kingdom. And my personal Instagram is Jericho.cook, and yours?
EJJ_47.
You betcha. So make sure you guys keep it locked in. Have a great sleep. Mm. And we'll check you later.
I'm tired. I have good sleep.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah. You look tired.
Thanks. All right.